Manuka Foa out the back door, picked up on the floor by Salmon. Fantastic try to the Bradford Bulls. That's clash and power together. Manuka Foa, the driver, the offload to the man, the support player, Salmon. Fantastic try. Cass Tigers nil, the Bradford Bulls 4, and 6 minutes gone. The lob from Chase at the air, caught by a Cass Tigers player. He jumped and caught it, turned round and touched it down. Awful mercurial boot of Rangi Chase. That's an equally try to Cass Tigers. It's now Tigers 4, the Bradford Bulls 3. Forward pass from Rangi Chase. Cass with a breakaway. They're going to score a try. That's a forward pass, but the referee's not going to give it. And that was forward a mile. Down the central channel, the Bradford Bulls defence did drop off. Forward pass by about 3 metres. Try to Cass Tigers. Cass Tigers 8, the Bradford Bulls 6.
Oh, it's over on the far side. He's still going, looking for the offload. That's a beautiful cover tackle from Addy, but he's got it to Shenton. Shenton's away. He's going to take Matty Blythe with him. He's passed it on the inside. Castleford are going in again. It's going to be a second try in as many minutes. And it's that prolific wingman. He's come over. It is Justin Carney, the former Sydney City Roosters man. That's his 18th try of the season. Addy across the face of the post. He's brought down 10 metres out. Good wrestling defence. And there's a knee in the tackle there, and he's managed to get the ball away. Well, Mark, Danny had it. Everyone thought he was tackled, but he's took a knee and he's offloaded the ball, and the supporting Brett Carney has gone straight through the middle like a knife through butter under the sticks. Bradford second try, game back on here. It's the Castleford Tigers 16, it's the Bradford Bulls 10. James Clare plays the ball. It's going to be Ellis to Chase. Chase back inside to Clark. Clark's free. Support on the inside. It's Milner. Oh, Milner's going to cut the balls up down the middle. That's a try out of the top draw. Just on the stroke of the half-time holder. That is going to hurt the Bulls, Mark. Brett Kearney, nowhere to be seen.
There's another man hurting out there because he dropped off a tackle and it was Sawyers. And that was Jamie Langley. Back inside it goes to Scroon, Scroon, twist and turns, Scroon, twist and turns, and puts the try in there. Great footwork from a prop forward, and the answer the Bradford Bulls and Francis Cummings wanted is a try from Nick Scroon, touching down to the 4 metres left side of the post. It's the Bradford Bulls now pull it back. It's Cass Tigers 22, the Bradford Bulls 16. He goes on his own, he goes on his own, he goes on his own, he goes on his own. The magic that is Rangi Chase has gone his own. He's teased and taunted and played with the Bradford Bulls. Nobody could stop him. That try was worth the entrance money alone. The magic that is Rangi Chase scored the try. The Bradford Bulls now fall further behind. It's Castleford Tigers 26, Bradford Bulls 18. The referee gets in the way. The referee gets in the way. How can he allow that? Because it bounced off him. Well, this is a joke now. This referee wants taking off the field and replacing. He is absolutely rubbish. He bounced in the hands of a Cass Tigers player. He picked up, touched it down to the post. That's the Cass Tigers now 32, the Bradford Bulls 18. What have we got here? Well, I think we've got a clown on the field, not a referee.
Sammet's got the ball back from the kickoff, and Sammet's going to score! What a fantastic try! Foster with the kickoff. Castleford let it bounce, and there was only Jared Sammet who was aware. And you said there's going to be loads of points, Mark. Bradford hit back. You suspect a try here for Castleford. Underneath the sticks, is it? Is it Adam Milner? We're not sure. There's a whole host of bodies. I'll tell you who offloaded the ball in the tackle. It was Millington. Underneath the sticks, Mark, 38 points to 24. Jamie Langley looks absolutely disgusted. Tense finish here. If Bradford can score, Diskin gives it to Manuka Foa, gives it back to Donaldson. Donaldson to Addy. Bullet pass to Lulia. Elliot Keir for the corner. Elliot Keir's got the ball down. How has he done that, Mark? Superhuman effort. He was almost like Superman. There was no space. But he's flown in at the corner. The try's awarded. 7 minutes remaining on the clock. The gap down to 12.
Have the Bulls got enough time to pull it back? Fabulous try to Elliot Keir.
It's going to be the boot of Sammet. Sammet tries something. Oh, he's kicked it forward for himself. Pass on the inside to Diskin. Diskin to Danny Addy. Addy underneath the sticks. Oh, this is remarkable, Mike. 2 tries in 3 minutes. It's Bradford season. Not over yet. It's 40 points to 32. Kick to come from in front. It's, the gap's going to be down to 6. risky pass, and that's gone forward from Jamie Ellis. The referee's going to say play on here. Everything's happening here. Oh, and that's going to be the season, because Jamie Foster took the pass, he slipped Mark, he's coughed it up in the air, and the Castleford Tigers are going to rub salt in the bull's wounds. It's 44, place 34.
Well, this game's a journalist's dream, Mick, because it's had everything in it.
That looks like it's going to hit the mark. The crowd will tell you. Castleford 46, it's the Bradford Bulls 34, and in a month, the most dramatic finish you'll hear on BCB this year. The hooter's gone, that's full time, Mark. As well, it is, it didn't really matter what the Catalan Dragons and Bofull did.
No, it's gone now. That is the, if you're listening, it's sad news. That is the Bradford Bulls out of the top eight.